Good morning. It's a privilege and a joy to be here to worship with you this morning. Thank you for being here. And there is something wrong. There is definitely something wrong. Because normally when I stand here and say something like that, people frown at me. And I can see a good number of smiles this morning, so that is especially joyful. We've all been chatting, the cakes and the coffee and tea aren't really conducive to the mindset of worship. But let's begin with a hymn. The words are on one side of your placemat, Longing for Light. Friends, will you pray with me as we ask God to direct our worship this morning? Loving and gracious God, we are here to meet you. Draw us to you. Help us to find you in Scripture, in the voices of friends, and through the gentle moving of the Holy Spirit. Guide our listening and our speaking, that your holy name may be glorified. Amen. Okay, we don't do cafe worship very often, so just a quick reminder of how we do things. What is shared here stays here. Nothing that you say should be shared outside these four walls. Unless, of course, you are happy for that to happen and you say you are happy for that to happen. There are cakes, you've got a drink, and there will be more coffee and tea at the end of the service, so this isn't rationed. What else do I need to... Now I've managed to shut that down. I recognise that there are a lot of people who find this a very strange way of worshipping and find it difficult. But Christ as our light and looking for God in the people around us are important elements of making sure this is worship. It's not just chat. Listen well, respect what others say, and enjoy pulling apart the passage of scripture that this service is based on. It is the lectionary gospel reading for this morning. It is the passage of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. It follows from Jesus' baptism. And Matthew's really quite gentle about it. He has the Holy Spirit leading Jesus into the wilderness. If you read in Mark's gospel, the Holy Spirit virtually kicks out Jesus into the wilderness. It's a much more dynamic kind of reading. So I'll leave you with that. You've got a passage to read. You've got three sets of questions. They're to guide you. If you don't like one of the questions, miss it out. If you don't understand one of the questions, ask me. I'll wander around and make sure I'm available. Okay, I'll leave you in God's hands. Oops, sorry, David. That's the other thing I didn't say. Apologies. I'll be calling us back together somewhere round about 11:30. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are able to bring your discussions to a close, I'll give you a minute or two just to make sure you're not left hanging in midair. You've run out of cake, did you say? don't believe you. I think Brian's action just then was interesting because he looked at his watch and it reminded me of George last time we did Cafe Church, and George said, "Oh, I hadn't noticed how fast the time had gone." Doubtless there is a great deal more that you could explore around this passage. Are there any insights that you had that you would like to share with the wider group? There is absolutely no obligation to do that. And as I said earlier, only share if you have permission from the person who shared it. Oh, thank you, Tony. Anybody? absolutely fine. No. Talking about sin and our personal issues with and around sin is not an easy area to discuss, and it's I'm not surprised that people were not comfortable sharing more widely. One of the things that I said at one of the tables, I asked what sin was, and I've changed documents without looking. Oh, bother. It's all right. One of the things I said was that... No, somebody else said. One of the sin is going against God's will. And I think that is right. And we see that in the story of Jesus' temptation, where he's tempted to put his bodily needs before his relationship with God. He was tempted to use truth to create a false understanding in that he was asked to put God to the test. And thirdly, he was asked to put possessions before his relationship with God. So it's putting things, whether material or otherwise, before God. I hope you've had ample opportunity to look at the way you deal with those issues today. If we may, we're going to sing another hymn. God who sets us on a journey, the words are on your sheet. If you feel more comfortable sitting down, feel free to stay seated. And you don't need to look at the screen because you've got the words there if you prefer to sing to each other.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on. You might regret it. I've got a lot of notices. Maybe that's why someone switched it off. Right, few notices for you this morning. I think some of you will be aware that the March contact is out. It's on that little table there at the back by the Bibles. So if you need a paper copy, please help yourself. A couple of notices for you. I've received this one from Ruth. So I'm reading this as Ruth. Most of you are aware, I think, that I collect milk bottle tops, which I take to the community house in Wykin, where they're collected by a council employee and passed on to Cancer UK. Thank you. Please continue. It's a few years ago that I joined the knitting group, which is held on Monday mornings, when I learnt about the tops making money for charity. The volunteer who runs that particular group has suddenly passed away. She lived with her son and his young son just a few doors away. Please remember Dana Sidwell's family in your prayers as they face the extra challenges forced upon them. So we're asked to pray for Dana Sidwell's family. Some of you may notice that Sue Dee's missing this morning. Unfortunately, she's had an arthritic flare-up, so she's not feeling very well. So maybe you can remember Sue in your prayers too. Betty is making good progress now after starting with a bit of a rough time. Things changed, and she has now had a pacemaker fitted on Friday. She since then has improved, and George and Betty are both hoping that she'll be home on Tuesday. But of course, that wasn't what was planned. Sylvia, Sylvia's got her knee op tomorrow. We wish you well, Sylvia, and look forward to seeing you back here as soon as you can. And some of you may know Sue Thorpe, the daughter of Brenda Owen. Sadly, she died on Tuesday. That's Sue Thorpe, obviously. She died peacefully at home. She had been ill for some time, so think of Brenda's extended family. I think that's all of my notices. The only thing from the catering department, enjoy yourselves with your cakes, but please could you hang on to your coffee mug if you would like another one? Because we haven't got enough cups without them washing up. I think that's all the notices, unless I've left something important out. Nope? Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Oops.
Yep. Sorry, thank you, Sue.
The offertory can't be held back just for Cafe Church. So we'll accept your gifts for God's work now, and then we'll move into a time of prayer. Gracious and generous God, all we have comes from you. Thank you. For the love of friends and family, for warmth and shelter, nourishing food in times of refreshment
for all that enriches our lives, we thank you. Nothing we can give to you is enough to thank you. But we know that what you desire of us is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you. Thank you for the invitation to walk with your love and companionship. We are privileged to know you. Loving God, accept our praise and thanks and help us to give freely of ourselves and our service to honour your name. Accept our gifts of money here at the bank or in whatever way we make contributions to your service. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue in prayer. God of the wilderness, we give thanks for your insights to us this morning. We acknowledge that when we find ourselves in the wilderness, we don't always turn to you. We often look to our own resources. We seek help from friends and family. Forgive us. Help us to learn the way of Jesus, to be fully reliant on you. We acknowledge that we can be tempted by the lure of material possessions. We know that wealth and the trappings of our world can never fully satisfy us. Forgive us. Help us to learn the way of Jesus, to be sustained by our relationship with you. We acknowledge that we sometimes seek status through our possessions, our human relationships, and are tempted by the cult of celebrity. This surrounds us. Forgive us. Help us to learn the way of Jesus, to be inclusive and humble in all our relationships. Amen. As we turn to our concerns for the world, we remember that tomorrow, Fair Trade Fortnight begins. That yesterday, the election in Nigeria was not without its problems, which are likely to continue. Merciful God, we look to you for all we need, and to direct us to the ways we can make changes in our world. Help us to pray. We pray for the people of Ukraine as they face another year of conflict, destruction, death and injury. We bring to you especially the children of Ukraine as they grow up knowing poverty, hunger, lack of warmth and shelter. May they be free from resentment and hatred. Bring them to know the comfort of your love, the love of people around them, and the generosity of people around the world. We pray for peacemakers, for their wisdom and safety as they seek to bring understanding and forgiveness amidst fear, disappointment and suffering. In our own country, we remember the rising cost of living and the impact it is having on the lives of so many people. We pray that those without heat will find warm spaces. Those without food will find food banks. And those without hope will find love and companionship amidst their daily struggles. We pray too for workers in industries planning industrial action over the coming weeks and months. Help their leaders to work in ways which lead to reconciliation and solutions which allow them to work in safe and sustainable ways.
And finally, we pray for ourselves, for those among us who are ill, with the sniffles and sneezes of winter, and also with chronic illness, the illness which is draining and depressing. Bring healing to them in body and in spirit. Grant energy and compassion to their carers. For our friends who have lost loved ones recently and in past years, we pray for your presence to bring a strength that allows them to live fulfilled lives. And we pray for our life together as the body of Christ. May we be faithful witnesses and good companions to all those we meet. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And we bring our prayers together with the Lord's Prayer. David's going to play. I believe it's a tune that you know. If you would like to sing the words of the Lord's Prayer, feel free. If you prefer to speak, do that too, in whichever language and form you are most comfortable. Our final hymn is on your sheet, At the Name of Jesus.
Thank you.
service is ended. Go out into the world knowing that the hand of God is there to guide you. The strength of God is there to ward off temptation, and the love of God is there to comfort you in all of your struggles. The blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ and Comforter,
be with you and those you love, now and always. Amen. And we'll share together the grace before you go to more coffee. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.